President Trump telling me in a phone interview that if the Iranian regime wants to suspend negotiations with the U.S., as Iranian media has reported, he would be, quote, very happy with that. If they don't want to talk, that's okay with me, he told me. I don't particularly want to talk either. We talk too much. The president adding that the U.S. would, quote, just go silent. We'll keep the blockade of Iranian ports, but not resume bombing. Quote, I think I can wait as long as they want, he told me. They're losing a fortune. Their country is falling apart. CENTCOM says it has disabled 5 commercial vessels and redirected 121 others as part of the U.S. blockade. And this weekend, the U.S. launching self-defense strikes on Iran after Iranian forces shot down a U.S. drone. Iran also attacking its Arab neighbors again, firing at U.S. forces in Kuwait. But the president insisting time is on his side.
We're getting what we want slowly. Very tough negotiators. It takes a long time. I'm in no hurry. I'd like to say I'm in a hurry.
Garrett joins us now live from the White House. And Garrett, I know you have some new reporting on the mixed messaging from the White House about Iran.
Well, Tom, just a few hours after our conversation, the president posted that talks with Iran are, quote, continuing at a rapid pace. He also said he spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and representatives of Hezbollah, who all agreed to end combat in Lebanon. But Netanyahu said after the call, the IDF will respond to attacks and operate as planned.